It's a brand new season in Brooklyn, and the Cyclones are ready to put on the greatest show on surf.
The 1-2 to Osborne, hammered again in the air to left. Back goes Welko, way back to the warning track, and he's done it again! Drake Osborne, a multi-home run game, and Brooklyn takes a 5-0 ninth inning lead.
Theo one, Parada lasers one to left, and you can forget that. That ball almost went through the ring light. A towering blast from Kevin Parada, and the Cyclones are on the board.
The 0-2, slider cut on and missed, strike three, and you can celebrate a Cyclones victory. Wilkin Ramos slams the door shut. A perfect 1-2-3 top half of the ninth inning.
You're listening to the Brooklyn Cyclones pregame show, and it starts right now. Let's get you out of the ballpark with Justin Rock and Johnny Gadamowicz.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to Harford County, Maryland, Aberdeen, as the Brooklyn Cyclones take on the Aberdeen Ironbirds in Game 4 of this six-game series. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, taking you up until our 7:05 scheduled first pitch tonight. Blue skies up above, cool temperatures, at least for this time of year, nearing the final day of June. That coming up on Sunday as the Cyclones trying to snap a three-game slide and end Aberdeen's five-game winning streak here tonight. Brooklyn falling to the Ironbirds last night by a final of 6-1. They had a 1-0 lead going into the sixth inning, but Aberdeen two runs in the bottom of the sixth, four more in the eighth, and they went on to defeat the Cyclones by a final of 6-1. Brooklyn has been held to two runs or fewer in eight of their last nine games, and Brooklyn in the midst of a serious offensive power outage. You look at what has gone on since the 11th of June when that series on the road in Hudson Valley began. Brooklyn just 4-11 in their last 15 games. They've scored 16 fewer runs than any other team in the South Atlantic League in that time. They're also last in the league in batting average and OPS, and their 173 strikeouts since June the 11th is second most in minor league baseball. Only one team has struck out more than Brooklyn has since June the 11th. And since the start of last week against Jersey Shore, Brooklyn has scored four fewer runs than any other team in minor league baseball. And it's tough to win when you don't score, and especially when you look at the starting pitching performances Brooklyn has received the last two nights. Jonah Tong and Cade Morris combining to allow just three runs and strike out 19 batters over 12 innings. But Brooklyn losing both ball games, scoring a grand total of two runs during those two games. And Brooklyn will try and find a way to get the offense in gear tonight. It'll be the right-hander Dakota Hawkins on the mound for Brooklyn. 2-2, a 4.2 ERA for the Cyclones. Of course, he started the no-hitter against Aberdeen back on June the 4th. As for the Ironbirds, for the second straight day, they'll have a rehabber on the mound. It'll be the right-hander Peter Van Loon to get the ball tonight. His third rehab start with Aberdeen. No record, a 7.5 ERA. Moises Chassé expected to follow him here tonight. Chassé, one of the top 30 prospects in the Orioles organization, according to Baseball America, as Brooklyn will try and snap this three-game slide and get back in the win column after a 1-5 start to the season's second half. We'll take a break here from Leidos Field, Ripken Stadium. When we come back, we'll get you a look at tonight's starting lineups and first pitch. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, game 4 of 6, coming your way in just a matter of moments on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
Code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, thank you so but there's much. So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Well, what do you do when you need to fill time at the ballpark pregame? Well, here in Aberdeen, it's play a what looked like a full of Paula Abdul music video from the late 80s, early 90s. It's Broadway night at the ballpark here in Aberdeen. I don't know what that Paula Abdul song had to do with Broadway, but I don't make those decisions. I just say the words on the radio, and we're glad to have you with us on this Friday night. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Mets and Orioles. High A baseball coming your way here on this Friday night. Brooklyn trying to snap a three-game slide. Aberdeen trying to extend their winning streak to a season-long six. Let's take a look, though, at tonight's starting lineups. Our starting lineups, as always, brought to you by the Brooklyn Fairfield Inn and Suites. First for your Brooklyn Cyclones, put together by their acting manager tonight. That is John Vaughn. Wilfredo Lara leads off. He will be the shortstop tonight. First start of the series in the infield. Jesus Baez makes his high A debut at second base. He'll bat second. Chris Suero will be in left field tonight. He will bat third. Nick LaRusso cleans up. He will be at first base. Had a 9-game on base streak snap last night. Jeffrey De Los Santos will bat fifth. He's the designated hitter. Mateo Gil will bat sixth and play the hot corner over at third. Omar De Los Santos will bat seventh. He is in center field tonight. Christian Pregent behind the plate will hit eighth. And Karel Potts makes his first start of the series for Brooklyn. He'll bat ninth and be in right field with Dakota Hawkins, the right-hander on the mound. Hawkins 2-2, a 4.2 ERA, getting ready to make the sixth start of his professional career here tonight. This is the Aberdeen lineup he will face, put together by their skipper, Felipe Rojas Jr., leading things off and playing shortstop, the minor league rehabbing Terran Vavra had off last night. Matt Horvath will bat second and serve as a designated hitter, had a couple of hits and RBI in his return to the lineup last night. Reed Trimble had off yesterday. He'll bat third and play center tonight. Creed Willems will be the catcher and clean up. Elio Prado had an RBI double yesterday. He'll bat fifth and be in right field. Angel Tejada, the walk-off hero from Wednesday night, will bat sixth and be at third base. Luis Valdez, speedster, bat seventh, will man left field tonight. Maxwell Costas makes another start at first base. He'll bat eighth. And Christian Benavides, a late add to the lineup for the Ironbirds tonight. He'll bat ninth and play second with the minor league rehabbing Peter Van Loon, getting set to make his third minor league rehab start with Aberdeen. No record, a 7.5 ERA through his first two. Top of the 7 o'clock hour here in the East. It is a little bit chilly near, at least in the booth here in Aberdeen tonight. We've got short sleeves and shorts on, and regretting leaving the long sleeve pullover back at the hotel today. Right now, 76 degrees here in Aberdeen. Real feel right around 75, 11 mile per hour wind gusts to the southeast, but the American flag out in straightaway center right now. Blowing in a little bit, but not much of wind seen, at least at the ballpark, through the flagpole right now here in Aberdeen, Maryland, just with I-95 south beyond the right field wall. Passed that a lot of times on my way down to Tennessee and Florida before getting the job here in Brooklyn. But beautiful night for baseball, and no better day than today for the Cyclones to get back in the win column and start pulling towards a potential series split over the final three games of this series. So we'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll have first pitch for you on this Friday night. Brooklyn and Aberdeen, Mets and Orioles, and the South Atlantic League coming your way in just a matter of moments. You've been listening to the pregame show on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York Tri-State. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the...
GOAT.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but
so
there's
vibed.
So many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete starting at $45 a month.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
We had no business being in this business, but you can't fail if you don't quit. Born in a shack off the highway and raised in Austin, we bottled that spirit and capped it in copper like a sunset. For 25 years, we told friends and shared the joy. You made us who we are. It's more than vodka. We're spirit in this bottle.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Thanks so much for tuning in to the Cyclones pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to first pitch of every Brooklyn Cyclones game all season long. Let's get you back out to Justin Rock.
Blue skies and a beautiful day for ball here in Maryland. Justin Rock with you here on the Cyclones Radio Network. Ironbirds and Cyclones getting ready to play the fourth game of this six-game series. Peter Van Loon, the right-hander on the mound for the Ironbirds tonight. Van Loon, 25-year-old right-hander, will get the ball tonight as part of a minor league rehab start. 6'5", 210 pounds from Pleasanton, California, was the Orioles' 16th round pick in 2021 out of UC Irvine. Look at his numbers through his first two starts in Aberdeen as part of his rehab. 5 runs on 10 hits in 6 innings, One walk and seven strikeouts. Van Loon starting the year on AA Bowie's 60-day IL. Joined the Complex League on rehab on the 4th of June. Has been with Aberdeen since June 16th. Made just one start down in the Complex League. Was part of the Ironbirds roster in the 2022 season on his way up the ladder. So Van Loon back in Aberdeen tonight on a rehab assignment as Brooklyn will try and get back in this series after dropping the first three. Wilfredo Lara, the leadoff batter tonight. He digs into the box. So our first pitch of the night, a swing and a miss at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and we are underway at 7:06 Eastern. Lara 0-for-2 tonight, or rather last night with a couple of walks. Did score a run, and he takes down and away 1-1. Scored Brooklyn's only run in the fifth inning. Came all the way around from first on a Junior Tilley and RBI double. The 1-1. And Lara challenged with another fastball high. And a swing and a miss, 1-2. Lara hitting 215, two homers, 20 RBI. But 0-for-6 in this series. Lara asking for time. Gathers himself outside the righty batter's box. The windup, the 1-2 pitch. And a breaking ball fouled off the end of the bat towards the first base seats. It remains 1-2. Lara in the middle of an offensive funk. Just 6-4 his last 43 entering the night. It's a 140 average. The 1-2. Breaking ball at the letter. Strike three called, and Lara can't believe it. Slumps his shoulders, has a conversation with a home plate umpire. Tonight, that's Trey Ward. And Brooklyn, who has not been pleased with the calls and the balls and strikes throughout this series, not going to be happy with how things start here as Lara down on strikes to begin the night. I'll bring up Jesus Baez coming off his first career multi-hit game at the high A level. It's a towering fly ball to left, racing to his right, Valdez. And on the warning track in fair ground down the left field line, catches the sky-scraping fly ball for the second out. So two up, two down for Van Loon. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Chris Suero. Suero 0-for-4 last night. Struck out three times, grounded into a double play. Suero at his 15-game on-base streak snapped in that contest. First pitch from the righty. And Suero takes outside for ball one. Suero hitting 208 with Brooklyn. 25-for-120, four homers, 20 RBIs, the 1-0. And Suero pulls it foul. Wide of the third base coach's box, it's 1-1. Defensively behind Van Loon tonight, left to right in the outfield, it's Luis Valdez, Reed Trimble, and Elio Prado. Third to first around the infield, Angel Tejada, Terran Vavra, Christian Benavides, and Maxwell Costas with Creed Willems, the catcher behind the plate. Not sure what Suero is asking the home plate umpire, Trey Ward, but he'll stay in the righty batter's box. The 1-1 is a breaker outside. Two balls and a strike on Suero. Lights on here at the stadium. No effect just yet. Still plenty of sunshine by second base in the outfield as Suero takes the 92-mile-an-hour heater high and the count 3-1. Suero just 3-4 his last 35 entering the night. Trying to snap out of that funk here this evening. The 3-1. Low and away, ball four. And Suero aboard with a two-out walk. So Brooklyn, who had hit into a double play in each of the first three games of this series in the first inning, won't be able to do so tonight unless they start adding four outs to each inning. But Suero starts a new on-base streak tonight as there's one on and two out for Nick LaRusso. Van Loon from the stretch, and his first pitch on the outside corner for strike one. LaRusso 0-for-4 last night, had his nine-game on-base streak halted, hitting at 265. Team best 10 homers, 37 RBIs, the 0-1. And a breaking ball low. It's a ball and a strike. Van Loon Spent last year at Double-A Bowie. Did deal with injury there as well. Missed about a month from mid-July to mid-August. The runner goes, swing and a miss at a high heater. Throw down to second by Willems. And Suero gunned down trying to steal second and the inning. So Brooklyn doesn't hit into a double play. But for the fourth straight game, Brooklyn puts a man on base in the first, but bring the minimum to the plate. Caught stealing it 2-4. We head to the bottom of the first. Brooklyn nothing and Aberdeen coming to bat on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Dakota Hawkins on the mound for Brooklyn tonight, trying to help Brooklyn snap this three-game losing streak to start the road trip. Hawkins, the right-hander, 6 feet tall, 208 pounds, 24 years old from Chehalis, Washington. Undrafted free agent signee by the Mets last year out of Washington State University, making his 17th appearance, sixth start with Brooklyn, 2-2 record, a 4.2 ERA, 37 hits in 45 innings, 17 walks to 44 strikeouts. His first pitch tonight to Terran Vavra is taken low and away for ball one. Vavra, the minor league rehabber, had off last night, was 1-for-4 with a double on Wednesday, and this one lined in left center field and down in front of De Los Santos for a base hit. So Terran Vavra, the first hit of the night on either side. His third base hit of the series. And the Ironbirds have the leadoff man on tonight. Brings up Matt Horvath. Had a couple of hits last night. A double, two RBIs. Had not played in this series prior to then. Has reached, though, in five straight. Hawkins from the stretch. Horvath shows bunt, lays it down. A good one, third base side. Barehand chance for Gill. Throws behind the runner at second, and he's out. Oh, my goodness, what a play by Mateo Gill. Horvath went to second base, or rather, I should say, Vavra took a step off the second bag towards third, expecting the throw from Gill to go to first base. And credit to Jesus Baez covering the second base bag. Just apply the tag on Vavra, who sheepishly had no chance to get back to the base. So Horvath, they're going to give him a base hit. I don't know how you can't. Well, that'll bring up Reed Trimble, who takes down and away for ball one. I'm not sure how you score that one. That is as unusual as you have seen. As Vavra, a guy with big league experience, caught napping off his second base on the bunt from Horvath as Trimble takes low. And the count 2-0. So they give Horvath a bunt single, and they call Vavra out at second, 5-4. Well, 2-0, and that down and away, 3 balls and no strikes. So a great play by Gill when he had no chance to get the runner at first, Horvath. The 3-0 to Trimble on the outside corner, a strike. And the count 3-1. Trimble had off last night. Was 0-for-3 on Wednesday, hitting at 304 in 19 games with the Ironbirds. Here's the 3-1. Is it on the ground? A second could be two. Baez flipped to second for one. Lara back to first, double play, inning over. So despite picking up a couple of base hits in the inning, Aberdeen brings the minimum to the plate as well, thanks to a great heads-up play at third by Mateo Gill and a 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. No runs, two hits, nobody left. At the end of an inning, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers. Come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
We go to the top of the second inning. Both teams putting men on base in the first, but both bring the minimum to the dish. Nick LaRusso is at the plate when Chris Suero was caught stealing to end the first, and he takes a slider strike and the count 0-1. LaRusso, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Gill, the three scheduled to bat in the inning. As LaRusso takes outside, it is 1-1. Nick, 265, 10 homers, 37 batted in. 1-1 outside and low to the backstop. And the count, two balls and a strike. Aberdeen wearing the home white uniforms today with powder blue sleeves. Ironbirds in orange script across the chest. Royal blue numerals front and back as LaRusso fouls it to our right. And the count, 2-2. Got the silhouette of the Maryland State outline right above the numbers on the back of that jersey. 2-2. High, three balls and two strikes. White pants for Van Loon, all the way down to the ankles for him. Orange trim. A little bit of black mixed in there as well along the side of the pants. White on white cleats buried into the stadium hill. The 3-2. Inside, ball four. So Van Loon has walked the last two batters he has faced, Suero and LaRusso. And now a couple of Maryland teammates chatting it up at first base, LaRusso and Maxwell Costas. And one on and nobody out for Jeffrey De Los Santos. Jeffrey 1-for-3 last night with a walk, hitting at 224 with Brooklyn in 42 games as he takes inside and low. One ball and no strikes. Jeffrey, four homers, 17 RBI, has reached in five straight games, dating back to Saturday against Jersey Shore. The 1-0 pitch, and De Los Santos lines this into right field, a base hit. Over to cut it off Prado. LaRusso stops at second. So Jeffrey De Los Santos has Brooklyn's first hit of the night. Stens is on base streak to six, and the Cyclones threatening. They've got two on and nobody out. So here is Mateo Gill. Made that great defensive play at third in the bottom half of the first to record the first out of the inning. Gill 1-for-4 last night as a designated hitter. Rests his bat on his back shoulder, now lifts it up. And takes high with a breaker. It's 1-0. Gill Just 1-for-11 in the series, hitting .235 with Brooklyn. That over 35 games, 3 home runs, and 13 RBI. Van Loon's 1-0, and Gill right on it. Off the hands and fouled to the screen. And the count of ball and a strike. Gill struggled against Aberdeen this year. First 6 games against them, he's just 3-for-23. Trying to come through and give Brooklyn the lead here. 1-1. Fouled off. Just ricocheting off the mitt of the catcher, Willems. And the count 1-2. Aberdeen wearing that two-tone cap tonight. White front panel, powder blue back panel, and Bill with the Iron Bird Jet logo on the front. LaRusso at second. Jeffrey De Los Santos at first. The 1-2. And another breaking ball fouled up the third base line. It remains a ball and 2 strikes. Van Loon. Last start came on Saturday on the road in Wilmington. Took a no decision. Was his longest outing of the year. Went 3 2/3 innings. Here comes the 1-2. Up and in. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Off the plate as well. Gave up 2 runs on 4 hits. Command was better. Did not walk anyone. Struck out 5. He's actually walked more tonight than he had in his first 3 rehab appearances combined. 2-2. Outside with a fastball. Fans wanted Gill to be rung up. But the right call made there from Trey Ward. And the count full. Ward behind the plate calling balls and strikes. Dylan Halsey on the bases tonight. Bases loaded, or trying to get the bases loaded here. Payoff pitch, and Gill, a fly ball down the right field line, a souvenir. Stays at 3-2. Van Loon in that last start. Season high, 66 pitches, 42 strikes. 5 strikeouts were also a season best. So we'll see what the threshold is for him tonight. The payoff pitch again, and Gill takes a call, strike 3. Got him on the outside corner. Good pitch there from Van Loon on 3-2, went with the breaking ball. And Gill retired for the first out of the second inning. So Van Loon picks up another strikeout. That's his second, both have been looking. So now Omar De Los Santos, second game back with Brooklyn, and fouls that over the screen and 2 our right. And the count 0-1. Omar hitless in his return on Wednesday, went 0-for-3. Hitting a .160 with Brooklyn, 16-for-100. A homer, 7 RBI. A look at second, the 0-1. And Omar takes high. A little bit inside as well. And the count even at 1. Omar had a busy day yesterday. Had a 7 a.m. wake-up call, which rather unusual for a game that was starting 12 hours later. But Omar not in the lineup last night, the 1-1. And De Los Santos pulls it on the ground at third. Knocked off the glove of Tejada. Trying to lunge and make the tag on LaRusso, but he missed him. Safe the call from the base umpire, Halsey. So De Los Santos safe at first, safe everywhere around the bases. It'll be an error on Tejada, and the Cyclones have the bags full with 1 out for Christian Pregent. I think Tejada maybe looking to make a play on that ground ball before he had it in his mitt. Tried to quickly readjust to apply the tag on LaRusso running by, but just swung and missed on the tag attempt as Christian Pregent takes a strike at the knees, and the count 0-1. Righty fires, and Pregent takes high and inside. Fastball, it's a ball and a strike. Pregent did not play yesterday, did drive in. Brooklyn's only run on Wednesday with a bases loaded walk. Hitting a .175 on the year, 14-for-80. The 1-1. Outside, it's two balls and a strike. Pregent, two doubles, no homers, eight RBI. But Omar had that 7 a.m. wake-up call yesterday and was driven three or so hours towards Flushing and City Field. The 2-1. Swing through a fastball. It's 2-2. 91 that time from Van Loon. But Omar chosen to hit live BP against Kodai Senga yesterday at Citi Field. And went well for Senga, feeling good, at least according to Mets manager Carlos Mendoza earlier today. But the thing that was left out and that was talked about throughout the Brooklyn clubhouse prior to the game yesterday was Omar took Kodai deep yesterday during that BP session. The 2-2 on the outside corner, strike three called, frozen with the breaking ball. Third strikeout for Van Loon. All three have been looking, and a missed opportunity for Brooklyn as the bases remain loaded with two out for Karell Potts. And Brooklyn has struggled with runners in scoring position all year long. We're hitless with runners in scoring position last night, trying to avoid a similar fate here. First pitch, the lefty swinging Paz, and he takes a strike at the letters and the count 0-1. Paz playing his first game since last Saturday. Went 0-3 with a couple of strikeouts against Jersey Shore. Hitting a .163 on the year, 14-86. The 0-1. Outside and high, a ball and a strike. Paz, two homers, six RBIs. Dealt with injury earlier this season. LaRusso at third, Jeffrey De Los Santos at second, Omar De Los Santos at first. The 1-1. And Paz off the hands up the first baseline into the seats. And the count 1-2. Top of the lineup in Wilfredo Lara. Waiting on deck. Right-hander up in the bullpen for Aberdeen. With Van Loon up at 41 pitches on the night. And nearing 30 in the inning. And a time call. Next one will be number 28 in the second for the 25-year-old. Trying to strand the bases loaded here in the second. Right arm dangling. And Van Loon's side as he gets the sign. The 1-2 pitch. And Paz pops it in the air. Back behind the plate. But this will get into the luxury level. And then kicks off a seat back down into the lower seating bowl. And the count still 1-2. Van Loon working from the first base side of the rubber. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball up and away, and the count even. You have to imagine if Van Loon can't get Paz, that'll be the end of his night with his pitch count nearing 30. Trying to come back from injury. Don't want to push a guy like that too hard. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Pumped the fastball by him up in the zone at 92. And Brooklyn's offensive woes continue. They load the bases with one out in the second, but can't cash in a run thanks to back-to-back Ks from Van Loon. No runs, one hit, and the bases left full. We head to the bottom of the second, no score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
From the day's first pitch to the night's final out, MLB Network sets the stage for fans every day.
So it'll be interesting to watch what happens here.
All season long, see the players who are making a statement.
Hey, let's check out the board, folks.
With live games every week.
Inside the park we go.
Cutting-edge baseball chatter, plus highlights, analysis, and live look-ins on MLB Tonight. MLB Network, the game is the star.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, Brooklyn has struggled mightily on offense over the last couple of weeks, and the top of the second, another example. A couple of great opportunities to get on the board, but Brooklyn striking out three times with runners in scoring position. And strand the bases loaded in the second inning. Heart of the lineup, two up for Aberdeen, Willems, Prado, and Tejada. First pitch hit in the air, right center field. Back into his right is Paz. And he'll run it down and take away a base hit from Willems. And one pitch, one out for Dakota Hawkins in the bottom half of the second inning. That'll bring up Elio Prado. Had an RBI double in Aberdeen's four-run eighth inning last night. Prado had his only hit yesterday. Hitting at 226, three homers, 27 RBIs as Hawkins misses low. And the count 1-0. Take a look at Brooklyn defensively tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Chris Suero, Omar De Los Santos, Karel Paz. The 1-0. This fouled off the hands, a ball and a strike. Third to first around the infield, Mateo Gil, Wilfredo Lara, Jesus Baez, and Nick LaRusso. With Christian Preget serving as catcher, the 1-1. And Prado swings through a changeup. And the count 1-2. Brooklyn wearing the Navy alternates tonight. Long Navy sleeves at either end of the top for Hawkins. Cyclones in gold script across the chest. 1-2. Outside, two balls and two strikes. Gold numerals front and back with a red drop shadow. Gray pants for Hawkins. Rolled up just below the knees. The 2-2. Prado bounces it on the ground at third. Backhanded by Gill. Overhand throw to first in time for the second out. Two up, two down for Hawkins in the second. And now it is the third baseman, Angel Tejada. Tejada, 6 for 33. First nine games with Aberdeen. That's a 182 average. A homer and two runs batted in. First pitch to the righty hitter. Is a changeup low, 1-0. Tejada 0 for 4 last night, but Hawkins, those gray pants, rolled up just below the knees, tall navy socks, matching the jersey top as Tejada swings through the slider. It's 1-1. Gray New Balance cleats buried into the stadium mound, the 1-1. And Tejada. Foul ball out of play, first base side. And the count 1-2. Navy cap, Navy bill for Brooklyn tonight with the gold interlocking BC logo on the front. Hawkins looking for a 1-2-3 inning. The 1-2 pitch just missed. Good spot. Hawkins took a couple of steps off the mound. But just a hair outside. And the count even at 2. Luis Valdez waiting on deck. Good crowd on hand here on this Friday. 2-2 pitch and a foul ball. Back behind the plate. We'll do it again. Tejada, the walk-off winner on Wednesday night. Brooklyn plays him to pull. Righty hitter, the 2-2. And a changeup misses in the dirt. Three balls and two strikes. Hawkins coming off his toughest outing of his pro career. That last Saturday against Jersey Shore, the payoff. And Tejada, another foul ball third base way. But Hawkins gave up a career-high 6 runs on 7 hits. And 4 and a third innings threw a career-high 72 pitches. The payoff, swing and a miss, got him on the slow arcing breaking ball. Looked like the curve that time from Hawkins. And Dakota picks up his first strikeout in his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Aberdeen goes in order. We head to the third. No score on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-serve basis. For more info, visit brooklyncyclones.com.
Well, Peter Van Loon needed 30 pitches to get through the second inning unscathed, but able to do so successfully. We'll face the top of Brooklyn's lineup here in the third. 44 pitches for him through two innings tonight. Struck out Wilfredo Lara, looking to begin the ball game. And the first pitch of the third taken in the dirt for ball one. Tall right-hander. The windup, the 1-0, and Lara line drives center field, and that will hop down in front of the center fielder Trimble for a base hit. So Lara has Brooklyn's second hit of the night, and the Cyclones have the leadoff man on for the second straight inning. And now the second baseman tonight, Jesus Baez, flied out to left in his only trip tonight. Baez came into play today, 4 for his first 12 with Brooklyn. Runner goes, first pitch, a breaking ball, strike throw down by Willems, not in time. Head first slide by Lara, he swipes second. And Brooklyn a man in scoring position with nobody out. As Lara picks up his 11th stolen base. So Brooklyn in business here once again. A look at second, the 0-1, and Baez fouls it off the hands. Good pitch in off the plate by Van Loon, and the count 0-2. Baez overall this year hitting .265 between the two single-A levels, 10 homers and 39 RBI. Trying to deliver and give Brooklyn an early lead tonight. Van Loon's 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Another strikeout with a man in scoring position. Van Loon already with 5 punch-outs tonight. That matches his season high. And Brooklyn has struck out a plethora of times through the first 3 games of this series. Aberdeen had 15 strikeouts last night as a pitching staff, which tied their season high. They've already got 5 tonight. And the first pitch to Suero taken for a called strike one. Suero walked, was caught stealing back in the first. Rests his bat on his back shoulder as Van Loon gets the one he wants. Here's the 0-1, and Suero bounces it on the ground to short. Runner breaks for third. Lara will get there. But the throw to first by Vavra in time to get the hustling Suero for the second out. So Lara moves to third with two down. And that'll bring up Nick LaRusso, who walked and was stranded at third last inning. Bud Van Loon pitched for the Mesa Solar Sox last year after the season. Pitched in the Arizona Fall League. First pitch to LaRusso, breaking ball taken for strike one. Really struggled out there at an ERA up over 10. Gave up 5 home runs in 9 2/3 innings. Dealt with injury during spring training. And now working himself back healthy as the 0-1 hit high in the air to left field. Back goes Valdez to the warning track, skimming along the wall. He leaps and it's gone into the Brooklyn bullpen. Nick LaRusso able to muscle it out of this ballpark just beyond the T-Mobile signage and into the Cyclone left field bullpen. His team leading 11th home run of the year, and Brooklyn takes a 2-0 lead in the third. 96.2 miles an hour off the bat, 336 feet, not the longest shot LaRusso will ever hit, but he gets the job done, and Brooklyn strikes first on this Friday night. Question was whether or not that ball would have enough length to get out of the ballpark. And Valdez trying to leap to bring it back, but well out of his grasp. And now Jeffrey De Los Santos hits a chopper to first, backhanded by Costas. And he'll step on first for the final out of the inning. But Brooklyn delivers a hit with a runner in scoring position. A two-run shot to left by Nick LaRusso. We're through 2.5. It's 2-0 Cyclones on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry. Pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
We go to the bottom of the third. Dakota Hawkins spotted it to a 2-0 lead here on this Friday night. Fans, tonight's game brought to you by Panorama Bus Tours. For safety and quality like your Cyclones, get on the road. Visit them on the web at panoramabustours.com or call 973-470-9700. Luis Valdez trying to bunt himself aboard to start the inning, but fouled the ball off his foot before it rolled into fair ground. And so the count, no balls and a strike on Valdez. Bottom third of the lineup, two up for Aberdeen. Valdez, Costas, and Benavides. Valdez 0 for 4 last night, 1 for 12 this week since returning to the Iron Bird roster. The 0-1, and Valdez flat-footed. Can't hit the changeup down. It's no balls and two strikes. Valdez started the year on the IL. Great speed. Led the South Atlantic League with 43 stolen bags last year. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on the breaking ball. Looked like another curve up from Hawkins. As Valdez, a foul tip into the glove of Pregent. And the leadoff man retired here in the third. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club, bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, log on to brooklynfootballclub.com. Maxwell Costas, the batter. First pitch for the righty hitter, taken down and away. A changeup 1-0. Costas made the start at first base last night, hitless, went 0 for 2, but did walk twice. The 1-0 outside, two balls and no strikes. Costas hitting a .188 in Aberdeen this year, 15 for 80. A homer, 9 RBI. Been an an offensive funk over the last week, plus the 2-0 inside, 3-0 now on Costas. Maxwell just 2-4 his last 23 in his last eight games entering the night. Dakota's 3-0, and Costas swings away, hits it in the air to right. Doesn't get a lot on it, as backing up is Paz, and over the shoulder in front of the warning track makes the catch for the second out. Looked like Costas got jammed a little bit there. Extended his arms a tad bit too much. So bases empty, two out for Christian Benavides. Made the start at second base on Wednesday before being pinch hit by Creed Willems. And he fouls the first pitch he sees tonight towards the first base seat, 0-1. Benavides struck out in both at-bats on Wednesday, 0-for-8 to start his Iron Bird career. As the curveball bounces, a ball and a strike. Benavides, 0 for his last 15. Played most of his games this year in the Complex League. Just 19 years old, the 1-1. This one lined in the left field, coming on and unable to make the play in the air is Suero. And Benavides has his first high A base hit. A 102-mile-an-hour single to left. That snaps his 0 for 15 slide at the plate. And the Ironbirds have a two-out base runner. And back to the top of the lineup, and Terran Vavra. So that ends the streak of six in a row retired by Hawkins. Vavra singled, was tagged out on the bases in the first inning. Righty's first pitch taken for a strike down and away. And the count 0-1, Vavra. Originally drafted by the Colorado Rockies. Was a third-round pick of Colorado in 2018. Was college teammates with Jake Stevenson at Minnesota. It's the 0-1 line towards short. And a nice little bunny leap by Lara. Backpedaling onto the center field turf. Makes the catch to end the inning. And Bobber didn't really hit that one all that well. Hawkins jammed him and nearly broke his bat. For Aberdeen in the third, no runs, a hit, one man left. We are through three. 2-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, are you ready for the ultimate weekend experience at Maimonides Park? Join us for Baseball You Can Drink every Saturday home game. Dive into 2 hours of open bar, beginning 30 minutes before the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for Baseball You Can Drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Top of the fourth inning, 6-7-8-2 up for Brooklyn, trying to add to a 2-0 lead. Justin Rock with you here from Ripken Stadium. Mateo Gill can't hold up on the first pitch, slider in the count 0-1. Peter Van Loon out for his fourth inning of work. 55 pitches after that latest toss to Gill. As the 0-1 bounces off the plate. And the count even at 1-1. Van Loon, as you mentioned, his last start right around 65 pitches or so. So I'm going to try and extend him a little further than that tonight. As Gill takes in the dirt, two balls and a strike through 66 in that last start. This will be number 58 on the night for the 25-year-old. 2-1. Foul tip by Mateo off the glove of Willems. It's two balls and two strikes. Van Loon, business economics major at UC Irvine, started his college career at Olone Junior College in California. A couple years there before moving on to the D1 level. That's a piece of Aberdeen history, though. When he pitched here in 2022. The windup, the 2-2. Breaking ball at the letter. Strike three called, and Mateo knew it. Season high, six strikeouts for Peter Van Loon. And Mateo down looking for the first out in the fourth. A bunch of the strikeouts for Van Loon have been looking. As a matter of fact, four of the six have all been of the backwards variety. Omar De Los Santos reached on an error in his first at-bat, 0-for-1, as Van Loon tosses that outside 1-0. But Van Loon was the starting pitcher for a combined no-hitter for the Ironbirds almost 2 years ago to the date. This is fouled over the press box and towards the parking lot, 1-1. Van Loon. This one line. Oh, what a catch! A rocket off the bat of Omar De Los Santos, and Angel Tejada, who booted the ball the last time, lunged it towards the line and took away extra bases from De Los Santos. That happened a couple of times to Omar on Wednesday. And a stellar play by Tejada for the second out as Christian Pregent takes an EI strike going one. But Van Loon started a combined no-hitter for Aberdeen in Jersey Shore June 19th of 2022 as Pregent takes a breaking ball, strike going two. It was Van Loon for the first five innings. Daniel Lloyd was available in the Aberdeen bullpen tonight, went the next three, and then Xavier Moore through the final inning to close it out. The 0-2 pitch high. And the count 1-2. Bases empty, two out, top of the fourth. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. The 1-2 from the righty. Hops in there, two balls and two strikes. Correll Paz, the nine-hole hitter, waiting on deck. American flag blowing in from I-95 in right. Towards the third base line, the 2-2. And Pregent off the end of the lumber. Out of play, it remains two balls and two strikes. So both starting pitchers tonight, Van Loon and Hawkins, have been a part of a combined no-hitter. And their franchise's history been the starting pitcher for a combined no-no. As Pregent takes inside 3-2. Probably doesn't happen all that often at the minor league level. Doesn't happen frequently at the big league level. Certainly not in the minors. The payoff pitch, and Pregent gets his hands in, but it's a high fly ball in a right center field. In and to his left is Trimble. And in the right center field, Gap makes the catch coming in to end the inning. So Van Loon has his first 1-2-3 inning of the night as Brooklyn goes in order on 15 pitches. We head to the bottom of the fourth. Dakota Hawkins back to the mound. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends Night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com. A amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. Aberdeen trying to get on the board. They trail Brooklyn 2-0 tonight. Horvath, Trimble, Willems, 2-3-4, due up for the Ironbirds in the frame. Justin Rock with you here on this Friday night. Matt Horvath, bunt single in his first at-bat, and the first pitch he sees here in the fourth. A fastball high above the shoulders, and the count 1-0. Hawkins from the line, 1-0 pitch, and Horvath takes a fastball strike, and the count even at one. Horvath having a great month of June, hitting over 300, an OPS near 970 entering the ninth. The 1-1 in the dirt, two balls and a strike. Horvath, the 53rd overall pick last year out of North Carolina. The 2-1. Swing through a high fastball at 89. And the count 2-2. Horvath, top 20 prospect in the Orioles system. Number 16 by Baseball America. Number 11 by MLB Pipeline. The 2-2 from Hawk. On the outside corner, froze him. Strike three called. Punched him out with a fastball away. Dakota Hawkins collects his third strikeout. And the leadoff man retired in the fourth. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard across the South Atlantic League here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Nearing the top of the 8 o'clock hour in the East. Hawkins from the first base side of the mound. First pitch to Reed Trimble, taken at the letters for strike one. Looked like a breaking ball that didn't quite break a whole lot. The 0-1 and Trimble. Rolls over on one to second. Backing up on it at the last second is Baez, but able to make the sidearm toss to first for the second out. Two up, two down for Hawkins. Brings up Creed Willems, a fly out to right in his only at-bat. The top of the fourth right now in North Carolina. Rome, a 4-0 lead on Winston-Salem. Corey Wall on the mound for Rome. First pitch to the lefty batter, low for ball one. Winston-Salem already into their bullpen tonight. Top of the fourth in South Carolina. Greenville and Hickory scoreless in the fourth inning. Ronnie deals and Willems a high fly ball. Out in a shallow left, out is Gill. In is the left fielder Suero, and coming on to make the grab is Suero for the final out of the inning. Suero a long run in and to his right all the way towards the left field line. Lara, the shortstop, the third baseman, Gill went out there as well. But Suero lost his hat, maybe his sunglasses as well. Mateo, a good teammate, going out to retrieve it. But Suero, a nice play to close out another 1-2-3 inning for Dakota Hawkins. We head to the fifth. We'll get you our Coney Convos trivia question of the night. Aberdeen about to make a Coney Island sandbar call to the bullpen on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night. because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other...
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen as he moved to the top of the fifth for his pitch from the new arm, Moises Chassé. A 93-mile-an-hour fastball for strike one. 9-1 and 2-2 up for Brooklyn, leading this one 2-0. The 0-1 and Paz swings through a high fastball up and in at 95. And Chassé quickly ahead, no balls and two strikes. Chassé, 6'1", 213 pounds, 21 years old from La Guaira in Venezuela. Paz struck out his first time. The 0-2 from Chassé, and this hit Paz right in the leg. Caught him right on that front right leg, down by his knee. Paz totally unfazed. You can see the frustration on Willems, slapping the side of his leg behind the plate as Chassé plunks Paz, the nine-hole hitter, on an 0-2 pitch. So Chassé, the new arm, making his 13th appearance, sixth out of the bullpen. 2-1 record, an ERA of 3.16. Does have a save. 28 hits, 37 innings, 24 walks to 52 strikeouts. Runner goes. Pitch is taken low. Throw to second base, not in time. The count 1-0 on Lara, but Karell Paz steals second base on the first pitch thrown. And Brooklyn, another man in scoring position as Paz collects his second stolen back. A Chassé. And his best appearance since coming off the IL last Saturday in Wilmington went three hitless and scoreless innings. A walk and four strikeouts. It's been a struggle for him since coming back. That was the final game of the series against Brooklyn on Coney Island, June the 9th. Has allowed eight runs on seven hits in five innings, and he and Willems can't get on the same page. As Willems jogs out to the mound to talk with him, Jordy Henry, the pitching coach, comes sprinting out of the first base dugout to help out on the discussion. But fans calling all kids, only thing better than curling up with a good book is getting free tickets to see your Cyclones for doing it. All kids 18 and under invited to join our Home Run Readers program presented by our good friends at Sledgehouse Media. All you have to do is read four books in your free time, tell us about them, and you'll get two free tickets to a 2024 Cyclones home game. For more information, visit BrooklynCyclones.com/enrichment. Brooklyn a 2-0 lead. Man at second. Nobody out in the top of the fifth. Dancing off second pass. The 1-0 from Chassé. And Lara takes in the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. Final line for the starter tonight. Peter Van Loon goes four innings. Gives up the two runs on three hits. Two walks, a season high. Six strikeouts, gave up a two-run homer to Nick LaRusso. 69 pitches, 43 strikes. The 2-0. Outside, three balls and no strikes. Get you our Coney Convo's trivia question in just a moment. We'll also wrap up our look around the South Atlantic League that we started in the bottom of the fourth. A 3-0, high ball four. Lara just tosses the bat behind him. He's on base for the second straight time. A single and a walk tonight for the 20-year-old. And the first two have reached to start the fifth inning. For Jesus Baez has fly to left and struck out tonight 0 for 2. Greenville and Hickory are scoreless in the bottom of the fourth. Dalton Rogers for the drive. Joseph Montalvo for the Crawdads. Look at second now, the first pitch, and stepping out of the box on the delivery is Baez. And he takes a strike from Chassé at the letters 0-1. Bottom of the fourth in Lakewood, New Jersey, Greensboro a 6-0 lead on the Blue Claws. Runners go. The 0-1 taken outside, and Willems lost it on the transfer. The count's 1-1 on Baez, but a successful double steal. Paz swipes third. Lara takes second. Both now have two stolen bases tonight. They've accounted for all four for Brooklyn. And Aberdeen brings the infield in with nobody out. Second and third. 1-1 the count. The righty deals. And Baez a high fly ball out towards shallow center. Benavidez turns around looking to make a play on it and makes the backhanded catch as he ranges back onto the infield turf. An adventurous play for Christian Benavidez. The infield in with runners at second and third and nobody out. Benavidez having to go all the way back, looking over his shoulder. And then with the wind blowing in from right, had to come back in a couple of steps. But a big out number one for Chassé. And now Chris Suero has walked and grounded out. First pitch from the righty. Taken outside for ball one. Suero took Chassé deep back in Brooklyn on June 9th. Paz at third. Lara at second with one out. The 1-0. And a fastball taken at 95 for strike one. Well, Greensboro a 6-0 lead. Nick Cimillo a grand slam off Gene Cabrera. His 13th homer of the year. Hunter Barco opposing Cabrera tonight. The 1-1 outside and the count two balls and one strike. Top of the fourth in Hudson Valley. Renegades a 5-0 lead on Wilmington. Christopher Familia and Garrett Martin have each homered. Familia a 3-run shot. Martin a 2-run blast. A 2-1. Suero thought about it, but stays away from the slider outside and the count 3-1. Ben Shields for Hudson Valley. Luke Young making the start for the Blue Rocks. Only other game on the schedule tonight in Kentucky. Chassé's 3-1, and Suero takes a call, striking the count full. A Bowling Green, a 1-0 lead on a Cooper Kinney RBI single. They lead Asheville. Trey Dombrowski against Yaniel Curet. So 3-2 the count on Suero. Brooklyn trying to add to a 2-0 lead. The payoff pitch outside, ball four, and a good diving stop by Willems to his right towards the lefty box to catch in midair and save a wild pitch. So Suero walks for the second time, and Brooklyn has the bases loaded with one out for Nick LaRusso. LaRusso announcing his return to Maryland is home for the final 2 years of college with a 2-run shot. The game's only runs back in the third. Now an opportunity with the bases loaded. And Chassé hits the outside corner. Might have been generous an inch or two there from Trey Ward. And the count 0-1. Chassé fires the one strike pitch. And the slider is sent back. And the count now 0-2 on the Cyclones' first baseman tonight. A deep breath, the 0-2. Fastball high. That time, Chassé might have been squeezed by the home plate umpire award. And it's now a ball and two strikes. A walk and a homer tonight for LaRusso. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a high fly ball center field. To his left is Trimble. Tagging from third will be Paz. Here comes the throw to the plate by Trimble. And it's not going to be in time. Just a smidge to the right of home and late. It's a sacrifice fly for Nick LaRusso. He's brought in all three of Brooklyn's runs tonight. And the Cyclones now have a 3-0 lead in the fifth. So not a base hit, but LaRusso hits it deep enough into the outfield to bring home the run from third. Lara stayed put at second base. So did Suero at first. So first and second and two out. And now Jeffrey De Los Santos, the hitter, has singled and grounded out to first tonight. Lefty with an open stance, and he takes up and away for ball one. Jose, just 9 of his 21 pitches have been strikes tonight. But our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. You've waited long enough to hear it. But first, the 1-0. Righty offers. And a swing and a miss, and Willems bluffs a throw behind Lara at second. And the count 1-1. But question today is, back in 2003, August 2003, the Padres and Pirates made a trade, and the two players the Padres traded to Pittsburgh for Brian Giles ended up becoming New York Mets. As De Los Santos takes a strike 1-2, our question today is, what two future New York Mets were traded from the Padres to Pittsburgh for Brian Giles August 26, 2003? One of those two players ended up making a rehab appearance for the Cyclones. 1-2, De Los Santos pulls it foul. It remains a ball and two strikes. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. I'll give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. Both of them notable names in Mets history. Runners take their leads. Couple of looks at Lara, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Punched him out. Got him on the fastball up at 96. Another strikeout for Aberdeen pitching. As Jeffrey down swinging to end the frame. But Brooklyn picks up a run without the benefit of a base hit. Couple of walks and a hit batter. We head to the bottom of the fifth, halfway home on this Friday night. 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
First pitch of the bottom of the fifth from Dakota Hawkins to Elio Prado forces the latter to drop to a knee to try and hit the curveball. It did not do so successfully. No balls and a strike, as this time a swing and a miss on the same curveball, and the bat goes flying off the net above Brooklyn's third base dugout and into the third base dugout, where I believe it is tossed back onto the field of play by Carlos Oviedo. Wow. So one swing and a miss forced Prado to drop to a knee. The next forced him to fling the bat into the third base dugout. What does Hawkins have in store for the third pitch? The 0-2. Fastball up and away. And the count, a ball and two strikes. Prado ground out to third. Only time up tonight. Prado, Tejada, and Valdez, the 3-2 up. 1-2. And he struck him out. Top hand came off the bat on the swing. Another strikeout for Dakota Hawkins tonight. That's his fourth. And the leadoff man retired here in the fifth inning. Hawkins has retired five straight. Brings up Angel Tejada, who struck out his first time. First pitch from Hawk. And a curveball fouled up the third baseline, 0-1. Coney Convo's trivia question tonight. This date, well, not this date, but August 26, 2003. San Diego Padres traded two future Mets for the Pittsburgh Pirates for Brian Giles. Question today is, who were those two Mets? The 0-1. And Tejada, another heavy swing and a miss through the change. No balls and two strikes. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know one of those two players that went from San Diego to Pittsburgh in that trade. Ended up playing a rehab game for the Cyclones. Already have a correct answer tonight, the 0-2. And Tejada grabs a piece to stay alive. Still 0-2. Luis Valdez waiting on deck. Two-strike pitch. And Tejada able to grab just enough to stay alive. Bounced it off the plate. A ball and two strikes still. Brooklyn, three runs, three hits, no errors. They have left five tonight. Now the 0-2. And Tejada, check swing, foul ball. Third straight foul ball with two strikes to remain in there. Aberdeen, no runs, three hits, an error. They have left one. Hawkins shakes once, now raises his glove. The 0-2, and this is a chopper to third. Fielded by Gill at his chin. And he'll make the play across the diamond to retire his counterpart. Two up, two down for Hawkins. He's retired six straight for the second time tonight. That sends up Luis Valdez, struck out in his only at-bat, 0-for-1. Final night game of this series tomorrow. 7:05 tomorrow night, 2:05 for the finale on Sunday. First pitch to the lefty hitter, called strike on the outer half, 0-1. The Douglas Orellana for Brooklyn tomorrow. Zach Fruit will get the ball for Aberdeen. The 0-1, Valdez shows bunt, lays it down, but foul up the third baseline. And the count 0-2. Valdez barely bent his knees when he laid that ball down. About as nonchalant or as inconspicuous of a bunt attempt that you'll ever see. And Valdez unable to keep it fair. And now Luis picks his bat back up. And back in the box with an 0-2 count. The righty fires inside and low. 1-2 now on Valdez. Maxwell Costas on deck. Brooklyn trying to get to the sixth in front by three. Dakota's 1-2. This time he bounces the changeup. Two balls and two strikes. No action right now in Brooklyn's bullpen. This will be Hawkins' 59th pitch. The 2-2. Swing and a tapper back towards the mound. Hawkins fields third base side. Sets his feet. Throws strong on to first. And they get the speedster Valdez to close out another 1-2-3 inning. Great defensive play by Hawkins fielding his position. Who says pitchers aren't athletes? He's retired seven straight. We're through five. It's 3-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy-saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Moises Chasse stays on as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Brooklyn trying to add to a 3-0 lead. Justin Rock with you on this Friday night. Hope you're having a great final Friday in June. Mateo Gil, Omar De Los Santos, Christian Preachant, the 3-2 up. And the first pitch to Mateo is a fastball that misses up and away. And the count, 1-0. We'll get you our Coney Combos trivia question of the night. Give you the answer in the bottom of the inning, the 1-0. And Gill, a high fly ball out of play. Towards the first base seats, 1-1. Our question tonight, August 26, 2003, the Padres traded a couple of future Mets. The Pirates for Brian Giles. 1-1, fouled away, 1-2. Question today is, who were those two future Mets that got sent in that deal? One of them went on to be a Major League rehabber for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. We do have a correct answer already in tonight. We'll let you know who gave it in the bottom half of this sixth inning. 1-2 from Chasse, and Gill swings way late on the fastball, strike three. Fooled him at 94 down. Gill tried to start the engines late. And Chasse, his second strikeout tonight. Leadoff man retired here in the sixth inning. Omar De Los Santos lined out to third in his last at-bat. 0-1 tonight. Shows bunt, pulls back, and takes down and away for ball one. Chasse, rising prospect in this Orioles system, has been much better as a starter than a reliever this year. Been in the bullpen since returning, piggybacking off of starters. As Omar takes up and away, 2-0. Starter, he's got a 1.88 ERA and 7 starts. 37 strikeouts in 24 innings, the 2-0. Down and away, 3 balls and no strikes. And then you look at what he's done out of the bullpen. He's picked up both of his wins. But an ERA up around 5.5. And just 15 strikeouts in 13 innings. Here comes the 3-0, and Omar looks at a strike 3-1. Chasse, the Orioles' number 22 prospect, according to Baseball America. The 3-1 at the letters and the count full. So Chasse has battled back to make it a 3-2 count. Baseball America put together a list earlier this season of the 10 MLB pitching prospects showing better stuff this year. And Chasse, along with Jonah Tong, is on that list. Here comes the payoff outside and high ball 4. So Omar works a 1-out walk. He's on base for the second time today. That'll bring up Christian Preachant, who flied out to center. And his last time up, 0-2 with a strikeout as well. But Chasse has pretty much been in lockstep with his manager, Felipe Rojas Jr., throughout his career. He's been one of his biggest supporters. The throw over to first nearly gets away from Costas as Omar dives back. Omar, 27 total stolen bags this year. 25 of them have been in the South Atlantic League. Righty offers. And Pregent takes high 1-0. Omar, this just his second game in the South Atlantic League since May the 19th. And even though he has barely played in the league in the last month, still sixth in stolen bases with 25. There he goes. Pitch outside. Throw down by Willems. Careens into center field. Omar gets up. Runner's going to go to third base. The throw there by Trimble is offline, not in time. Omar was just jogging over to third base. Thought there was no chance for the outfielder to throw him out. Trimble came up firing, and maybe if he made a more accurate throw, would have had a chance to get Omar. But since the toss pulled Tejada off the bag, Omar easily able to get to third. So his 26th stolen base as a Cyclone this season. And a throwing error on the catcher as this one lined into left field, and that's going to get down in front of the left fielder, a base hit. Valdez throws back in. It's an RBI single for Christian Pregent. So Omar's havoc on the base paths creates another run, and the Cyclones have a 4-0 lead. On the very next pitch, Christian Pregent delivers his second RBI of the series, his ninth of the year, and Brooklyn their largest lead of the week. Now it's Karel Paz who takes high 1-0. But Omar, 26 stolen bags now. Set the single season franchise record last year, and he's getting close to breaking his own record this year. Is that inside by the shins? Two balls and no strikes. The big thing for Chassé has been throwing strikes. Something he has not done consistently since coming off the injured list, but did much better during the first month plus of the season. 2-0. And Paz, a high fly ball, shallow left. In and to his right is Valdez to make the grab. Retreating back to first base is Pregent. Two out now in the sixth. For the top of the lineup, and Wilfredo Lara has singled and walked tonight. 1-for-2 officially. Looks like Aberdeen going to have some throwing again in their right field bullpen. Righty up and getting loose. Jose up over 40 pitches. And the first toss to Lara, a slider, strike 0-1. Threw 41 in his last appearance. Sure, somewhat similar to Van Loon, trying to build up that arm strength after missing some time. The 0-1. Up and away, a ball and a strike. Pregent, the RBI single, is at first with two out. Jose's 1-1. Outside, two balls and a strike. Jose. Turned 21 back in June. And Rojas Jr. talking about Chassé. Always has liked his demeanor, his presence on the mound. 2-1. Lara on the ground left side. Backhanded by the shortstop. Throws on to second base. And they just get the force to end the inning. Nicely done by Terran Vavra. Moving to his right. Throwing from the hole to try and get the out at second. That was his best bet. And a bang-bang play at second. And they do get the force to retire the side. But Brooklyn does add to the lead on the RBI single by Pregent. Dakota Hawkins going to come back out for the sixth inning for the first time in his pro career. He's got a 4-0 lead to work with on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap, while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl, designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Eight, nine, and one due up for Aberdeen in the bottom of the sixth. Dakota Hawkins, 59 pitches through five back to work, and has Costas out in front of a slider. And the count 0-1. Costas flied out to right in his only at-bat tonight. The 0-1 from Hawk fouled back. And the count 0-2. We'll get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Brooklyn holding on to a 4-0 lead. Righty deals, and this hit in the air, center field. Back into his left is Omar De Los Santos, and he'll make the catch for the first out of the sixth inning. That is time to bring up the second baseman, Christian Benavides. Benavides, the last Iron Bird to reach base, a two-out single against Hawkins in the third. That is first high A base hit. Can't quite wait back on the curveball. Grabs a tip in the count 0-1. The 0-1. Outside and low, 1-1. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. August 2003, which two future Mets were traded by the Padres to the Pirates for Brian Giles? As this one off the end of the bat, shallow left field, coming on Suero. Sliding feet first. Oh, and he makes the catch to take away a base hit from Benavides. He's a catcher on your roster in front of you. But playing left field tonight, and Suero looking like a natural. Beautifully done for the second out. And after Brooklyn throws the ball around the infield, Mateo Gil throws the ball into the seats just to the left of Brooklyn's third base dugout to a couple of young fans. So two out for Terran Vavra, who takes a called strike, and the count 0-1. But who were those two future Mets traded as minor leaguers from San Diego to Pittsburgh for Brian Giles, the 0-1. Inside and low, a ball and a strike. You mentioned one of them pitched in a rehab game for Brooklyn. I mentioned they played in a rehab game for Brooklyn. Didn't pitch, or did pitch, I should say, 2-1. Didn't give the specificity to try and maybe make it a little bit more challenging. Here comes the 2-1. High, three balls and a strike. Well, the correct answers, Jason Bay and Oliver Perez. Those were the two guys San Diego sent for Brian Giles in August 2003 as Vavra takes a letter high strike in the count full. Bay, of course, signing that big free agent contract with New York. I want to say it was before the start of the 2009 season. That never worked out. Ollie Perez having some brilliant moments, some struggles as well with New York. The 3-2 foul tip into the glove of Pregent. Strike three, inning over. Six shutout, three-hit innings from Dakota Hawkins tonight. What a marvelous job done by the 24-year-old right-hander. And Christian Pregent, a fist pump after that ball went into his mitt. As his 24-year-old starter getting a hug from John Vaughn, he was magnificent here tonight. We head to the seventh. It's 4-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark.
Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in Paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more. Plus, receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Call to the bullpen for Aberdeen. This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Luis Sanchez fireballing righty is on for Moises Jase. Sanchez, 6 feet tall, 167 pounds, 21 years old from San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. 2-3-4 to up for Brooklyn. Jesus Baez to lead things off against him. And the first pitch, fastball, cut on and missed. And the count 0-1. Baez 0-3 tonight. The 0-1 from the righty. And Baez a line drive over the leaping glove of Tejada. And into left field, a base hit. Baez a sharp turnaround first, will retreat. He's got a four-game inning streak to start his Cyclones career. And Brooklyn has the leadoff man on to start the seventh. Final line for Moises Jase tonight. He goes two innings, gives up two runs, one earned on one hit, three walks, a couple of strikeouts. 45 pitches, 22 strikes, did hit a batter. Suero has walked twice tonight, 0-1. And the first pitch he sees, a fastball low, 1-0. The numbers for Sanchez so far this year, making his 22nd appearance, 4-2, a 5.31 ERA, does have a save, 14 hits in 20 and a third innings, 1-0. And this one line in a right field down for a base hit. Fielded by Prado, Baez stays put at second. So back-to-back base hits from Baez and Suero. That one came off the bat at 98 miles an hour. And the Cyclones in business in the seventh. Two on, nobody out. So here is Nick LaRusso. He's brought in three of Brooklyn's four runs tonight. A two-run homer in the third and a sac fly to center in the fifth. And Sanchez mentioned less hits than innings pitched. But the walks have been the big issue. Is that in the dirt ball? Kicks to the right of Willems. Runner breaks for third. And Suero never left first base. So Baez will take third on the wild pitch. So runners at the corners. And Jordy Henry quickly out of the dugout to talk with Sanchez. As Aberdeen in a precarious spot. Men at first and third and nobody out, already down by four. But Sanchez, 25 walks in those 20 and a third innings to 23 strikeouts. He's hit five batters as well this year. ERA's gone in the right direction in June. Under 2.5 at 2.35, but still more hits than innings pitched this month. 9-7 2/3. And the walk still high. 5 walks to 6 strikeouts. But a shout out to Robert Anderson, the Wolf, David Pecoraro, for getting the correct answer on our trivia question tonight. There's a reason why I asked that question. And it's because on this date, in 2009, Oliver Perez made a rehab start for Brooklyn. As LaRusso takes inside in the count 2-0. Leah Ali went 5 innings. 2-hit shutout ball against Hudson Valley on this date in 09. Picked up the win that day, struck out 6. 2-0 down and away, 3 balls and no strikes. And now Sanchez in danger of walking the bases loaded. Matt Bouchard, John Servideo each homered. The latter, Servideo hitting a grand slam. Brooklyn beat Hudson Valley that day, 13-3. 3-0 pitch, swing and a miss. LaRusso got the green light. Can't touch up the fastball at 95. And the count 3-1. We'll give you our look at this date in Cyclones history here in the seventh. Runner goes, a 3-1 taken high for ball four. Throw down to second, goes into center field. Scoring is Baez to third, goes Suero. That should be ball four to LaRusso. He's still standing in the batter's box. But Brooklyn has a 5-0 lead. I guess one of those pitches was a strike earlier in the at-batter. Maybe they call. I'm not sure what was going on there, but it's still only 3-1 on LaRusso. And now Nick, a check swing foul ball, makes it 3-2. Something happened earlier in this at-bat that we missed. Either that or the home plate umpire missed something. Yeah, even game day had it as a walk. And now LaRusso takes low for ball four anyway. What a weird series of events. LaRusso does get his walk. It looked like he got ball four with the runner in motion. The throw down by Willems went into center field. And my scorebook's going to need some TLC, some tender love and care. As now Brooklyn men at the corners, a run in. Still nobody out, and Jeffrey De Los Santos digs in. And he swings and fouls the first pitch back in the count 0-1. De Los Santos 1-for-3 tonight. And the 0-1 inside and low, and the count of ball and a strike. Yeah, even game day has 4-1, the count on LaRusso on the pitch that Suero ran on. Throw back to first, and LaRusso in standing. Yeah, honestly think just the home plate umpire, Trey Ward, lost track of what the count was. It's the only explanation I've got. 1-1, down and in, two balls and a strike. And a frustrating inning for Sanchez continues. We're talking about this date in Cyclones history, but yeah, Ali pitching for Brooklyn this date in 2009, the reason why that was our trivia question tonight. Runner goes, the 2-1 up and away, Willems bluffs a throw, and LaRusso steals second. The count 3-1 on Jeffrey. Nick LaRusso, another stolen base. That is his seventh of the year. And Brooklyn was second and third and nobody out, and Aberdeen will bring the infield in. The 3-1, and Jeffrey fouls it off. And the count 3-2. The payoff pitch inside, ball four, off the glove of Willems. And De Los Santos works a walk. And Brooklyn now has the bases loaded. The first four have reached against Sanchez here in the seventh inning. A couple of singles, a couple of walks. And Brooklyn a chance to break this game wide open with a 5-0 lead in the seventh inning. No action right now in the Ironbird bullpen. Mateo Gil has struck out three times tonight. Hits one softly on the ground. In the hole, it's short. Vavra sliding stop to his right and has no play at all. It's an infield RBI single for Mateo Gil. And the Cyclones take a 6-0 lead. Favre was shaded up the middle for a potential double play. Had to run a long way to his right as the ball got away and to the left of Tejada, the third baseman. And no chance to throw anybody out. The first five now have reached in the inning. Gill's 14th RBI. And now Omar De Los Santos nearly gets hit. A fastball in at 95. And the count 1-0. Omar has reached on an error and a walk tonight. Stole a base and scored a run last inning. The 1-0. Down and away, two balls and no strikes. Sanchez, 19 pitches, just eight strikes. Josh Hetschka up in the Brooklyn bullpen. Cooper Chandler was reinstated off the IL earlier this week. Up for the Ironbirds. The 2-0. Low, and it's 3-0 now on Omar. And Sanchez in danger of walking in another run. LaRusso at third. Jeffrey De Los Santos at second. And Mateo Gil, the runner at first. 3-0 the count, the pitch. And Omar taking all the way. Takes an EI strike at 96. And the count 3-1. Brooklyn two runs in the inning. They've scored at least one in each of the last three frames. Here comes the 3-1. Low ball four. That'll force in another run. Credit Omar De Los Santos with an RBI. And the Cyclones have a 7-0 lead. That'll be all for Sanchez tonight. 22 pitches. Does not record an out through just nine strikes. Felipe Rojas Jr. very slowly out of the first base dugout and towards the mound. And Cooper Chandler will come on and replace him. As Sanchez, who had been very good against Brooklyn this year, as a matter of fact, three of his four wins have come against the Cyclones, just did not have it tonight. And it'll be up to Chandler to get out of this bases loaded jam. Three runs in for Brooklyn. Bases remain loaded with nobody out. First six have reached in the inning. This call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Cooper Chandler on to make his first appearance out of the bullpen for Aberdeen since being reinstated from the injured list. Christian Pregent on with the bases loaded, nobody out. Three runs already in for Brooklyn in the inning. They have a 7-0 lead. And Cooper Chandler's first pitch fastball over for a strike. And the count 0-1. Chandler 6'2", 200 pounds. 25 years old from Frisco, Texas. The 0-1. Is taken at the knees, 0-2. Preaching RBI single his last time up. Jeffrey De Los Santos at third. Gill at second. Omar De Los Santos at first. Chandler, ball in his right hand as he gets the sign. The 0-2 offering. Breaking ball fouled off. First base way. It remains 0-2. Chandler making his eighth appearance of the year. Made three rehab appearances in the Complex League. Four at Single A Delmarva. Combined to allow two runs on nine hits in 9 2/3 innings. Two walks, 13 strikeouts. The 0-2 pitch. And Pregent fouls another one to the screen. All three runners on base. The responsibility of Luis Sanchez. Chandler pitching for the first time since Sunday. Went two innings against Fayetteville for Delmarva. Gave up a run on two hits. A walk, struck out a pair. Here comes the 0-2. Breaking ball in. Nearly hit Pregent. Backed out of the way. A ball and two strikes. Chandler spent last year with the Ironbirds. 23 appearances, 13 starts at a 3.84 ERA. To go along with a 5-8 record. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Scott Pregent to chase the slider. Big first out of the inning from Cooper Chandler. Bases remain loaded with one out for Karell Paz. Paz 0-2. A fly out to left his last times. Also struck out and been hit by a pitch. Righty fires. And that fastball high. 93 on the gun, 1-0. Chandler started the year on Aberdeen's 60-day IL. Joined the Complex League on a rehab assignment on the 28th of May, a month ago. For his rehab was transferred to Delmarva on June 11th. This is a broken back ground ball to second, could be two. Flip on a second for one. Back to first. Double play, inning over. What a job done by Cooper Chandler. Three runs already in for Brooklyn in the inning. Gets a strikeout and a double play to strand the bases loaded. But the Cyclones are up for three runs on three hits and error. And two men left. Time to get up and stretch here from Lido's Field, Ripken Stadium. Josh Hedgka coming on. Cyclones a 7-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thinking about traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. There's no beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure, he's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Call to the bullpen brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar. Open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Josh Hedgka on in relief for Dakota Hawkins. Boy, was the Hawk splendiferous tonight. Six innings, no runs, three hits. As the submarining right-hander comes on to replace him. Hetschka, 6'1", 190 pounds, 27 years old from Dearborn, Michigan. Pitching for the first time since Sunday against Jersey Shore. Hetschka took a blown save in that ball game, but picked up the win. Gave up two runs in two innings, struck out three, got a 1.93 ERA on the year. Matt Korvath to lead off against him. And the first pitch from Hetschka is a fastball at the knees for strike one. Hetschka 1-2, a 1.93 ERA, making his 22nd appearance. Four saves, 25 hits in 32 and two-thirds innings. Nine walks to 27 strikeouts, the 0-1 up and away. And the count of ball and a strike. Horvath, a bunt single and a strikeout tonight. He is 1-for-2. The righty's 1-1. Outside, two balls and a strike. But the final line for Hawkins, six innings, no runs, three hits, no walks, struck out five. That ties a career high. The 2-1, and Horvath off the handle. Out of play in the count, two balls and two strikes. Hawkins, 70 pitches, 47 strikes, leaves the pitcher of record on the winning side. The 2-2, swing and a miss, got him on the frisbee slider. A little rise to that pitch as well from Hetschka. And Horvath down, swinging for the first out of the seventh. That K brought to you by BKFC, the Brooklyn Football Club. Bringing soccer back to Coney Island in 2025. For more info, visit brooklynfootballclub.com. Reed Trimble 0-for-2, couple of ground balls to second tonight. Ronnie's first pitch, Trimble tries to lay a bunt down, but fouls it behind the plate, 0-1. Final line for Luis Sanchez for Aberdeen, does not record an out. Three runs all earned on three hits, three walks, no strikeouts, 22 pitches, nine strikes. And now John Vaughn out to talk with the home plate umpire. Trey Ward pointed towards something on the first base side. I think maybe having something to do with where Creed Willems is stationed for the on-deck circle. Not entirely sure. Both umpires going to get together about halfway between first and home. I thought for a second Dylan Holsey is getting on the walkie-talkie to the press box. And that's exactly the case. We're pointing towards something on the first base side. I'm not sure what exactly they are pointing at. I don't know if it's a fan or something going on in the crowd. It doesn't seem like they're focused in on one particular person. Huh. So, play back in the 0-1, and Trimble fouls it towards the third base seats. Hill gave it a look, but this out of play. And the count 0-2. We're talking about this date in Cyclones history. Oli Perez making a rehab start this date in 2009. And the inspiration for our Coney Convos trivia question. He also had this date in 2011. Cyclones win here against Aberdeen as a swing and a miss. Struck out Trimble. Got him on another frisbee slider. And back-to-back K's from Hetschka to start the night. Two out in the seventh for Creed Willems. 0-for-2, a fly ball to right and a fly out to left in this ball game. But Carlos Vasquez, Orlando Tovar, Hunter Carnival, T.J. Chisholm combined on a five-hit shutout here. Back in 2011 as this foul towards the left, 0-1. A 1-0 Brooklyn win here at Ripken Stadium. And then most recently, June 28th, 2019. Remember last year, Kevin Parada hitting that triple into the fireworks? This one popped in the air to right. Paz back into his right, makes the catch to end the inning. But that was the original date of the first fireworks blast. Luke Ritter down one in the ninth at a game-tying shot to even the game. Then had the walk-off RBI single in the 11th. In that contest, had five hits in that game-tying home run coming with the Coney Island fireworks being shot off in the background. We head to the eighth inning. Cooper Chandler back to work. 7-0 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
We got breaking news.
Wall-to-wall breaking news.
It's that time of year.
The Dodgers get Machado.
Your teams make their move.
We are the epicenter of the trade deadline.
To postseason glory.
I love what San Diego's doing here.
Juan Soto, first time in a Padres uniform.
But this deadline waits for no one.
They're the best offense.
Who's going to get Ohtani?
We're watching.
It makes them a competitive lineup.
You heard it here first.
Oh my.
The 2023 MLB Trade Deadline Special, August 1st on MLB Network.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the Hot Dog King of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Defensive change for Aberdeen as we go to the top of the eighth inning. The rehabbing Terran Vavra is out. Carter Young has come in for him. He'll take over in the leadoff spot as we move to the eighth inning here from Lido's Field, Ripken Stadium. Cyclones a 7-0 lead. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. Justin Rock with you on the Cyclones Radio Network. So glad to have you with us on this Friday night. Brooklyn trying to start off the weekend with a W. 6 outs away from doing that. As Wilfredo Lara will lead things off against Cooper Chandler. Out for his second inning of relief. And his first pitch, a fastball high in the count 1-0. Chandler, undrafted free agent signee out of Rice University. Started his college career at Pepperdine. 1-0. High, 2 balls and no strikes. Pepperdine, Malibu, California. Slight difference between Malibu and Houston, Texas, where Rice University is, but graduated after 4 years at Pepperdine. Played a grad season at Rice, and Chandler's dealt with injury throughout his career, even dating back to his college days, the 2-0. Lara takes a strike 2-1, had a 3.99 ERA as a freshman at Pepperdine in 2018 through 70 innings, 16 appearances, 12 starts. But over his next 3 years, 2019 to 2021, as Lara off the end of the bat out of play, it's 2-2. Between those 3 years, Chandler's numbers got better at an ERA of 2.43, but through the same amount of games and nearly the same amount of innings as he did as a freshman over a span of 3 years because of injury and the pandemic. The 2-2 foul to the right. Lara stays alive. So after graduating 4 years, moved on to a different school. And now here in pro ball, his second full season. The 2-2 coming outside a full count. But Chandler wasn't resting his laurels on baseball when his college career came to a close. And an ERA is smidge over 5 during his time at Rice, the payoff. Lara bounces it off the plate to stay alive. Had good strikeout numbers, but hit a lot of guys during that last year at Rice. And so what did he do? As Lara shoots one in the air, right field side, again out of play. And it stays full on the Brooklyn shortstop. But college season ending mid-May for a team that doesn't make the NCAA tournament. So what did Chandler do between then and signing with the Orioles in August? Payoff pitch drops in there. Strike 3 called, and Lara knew it. So Cooper Chandler picks up his second strikeout. And leadoff man retired in the eighth brings up Jesus Baez, 1-for-4. But Chandler worked as an investment banking summer analyst at Texas Capital Bank in Dallas for 4 months before signing with the Orioles in August. A swing and a miss from Baez of the fastball, 0-1. Even before that, while he was still in college, worked 2 years, 2019 to 2021, while he was still at Pepperdine. While he was at home, the 0-1 just fouled off the plate, 0-2. Worked as a real estate assistant for RE/MAX in his hometown of Frisco, Texas. Chandler, a very diverse resume. Banking analyst, real estate assistant, professional pitcher. The 0-2, just a bit inside. Good pitch from Chandler. Doesn't get the call, 1-2. Compare that to Josh Hetchka. Had an internship with the South Korean technology company while at Johns Hopkins as the 1-2 at the letters. Strike three looking. Got him on the bender. Back-to-back strikeouts from Chandler. He's got three tonight. And it's been a strong return to Aberdeen for him so far. Five outs, hasn't allowed a base runner. And now Chris Suero, who's 1-for-2, a couple of walks, a single. Also scored a run last inning. And Suero takes low for ball one. Brooklyn sent eight men to the plate in that seventh inning. The 1-0. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Suero, rather. Of Willems, a ball and a strike. Looking ahead of the bottom of the eighth inning, Aberdeen will have 5, 6, and 7 due up. The 1-1. Suero rifles it down the right field line, out of play. And the count 1-2. No action in Brooklyn's left field bullpen. Don't see much brewing for Aberdeen down the right field line, at least at the moment. And time called at home plate. Third baseman Tejada playing towards the line. The 1-2. Ooh, did it hit him or did it hit the knob of the bat? It hit the knob of the bat. And so a foul ball. No argument from Suero. And it remains a ball and two strikes. Bad luck for Chris, or maybe good luck because it didn't hit him in the hands. Double-edged sword there. 1-2. Suero fouls another one off. Four straight fouled away by the 20-year-old catcher. We're playing left field tonight. He's made a couple of nice plays out and left. Long red sleeves out either end of that navy top for Suero. Chandler kicks the 1-2 pitch, and he strikes him out swinging. What an impressive inning for Cooper Chandler. Strikes out the side in order in the eighth. Josh Hetchka back to the mound. Brooklyn a 7-0 lead. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies. an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Josh Hetchka needed just 10 pitches to retire the side in the seventh. Back to work as we move to the eighth inning here from Lido's Field. Elio Prado coming out. Douglas Hodo going to pinch hit for him. Here to start the bottom of the eighth inning. Actually, Hodo came in for Prado in the top of the inning. I stand correct, it wasn't just Carter Young that came on. But Hodo, playing right field, takes a strike and the count 0-1. And now that one high. And the count a ball and a strike. So Hodo, Tejada, and Valdez. Rescheduled to bat in the inning. Hetchka's 1-1. And Hodo fouls it back towards us, but onto the roof, 1-2. Hodo on base four times last night. 1-for-2, a couple of walks, couple of stolen bases. Scored twice. He scored 7 runs in the first 3 games of this series and brought in another 2. Hetchka's 1-2 and a high heater, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Douglas on the year hitting at 252. 3 homers, 9 RBI with the Ironbirds. Hetchka from the first base side of the mound, the 2-2. And this is soft ground ball, third base side, fielded by Hetchka, sets his feet, low throw. And a nice forehand scoop by LaRusso for the first out of the eighth inning. So Hodo retired. And I'll bring up Angel Tejada 0-for-2 tonight. Ground out to third. And a strikeout in this ball game. Take a look around the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight. Mets and Astros. Starting with the big league level as Tejada swings through a fastball 0-1. Pete Alonso just hit a huge home run in the bottom of the sixth inning to give the Mets a 3-2 lead, his 17th of the year. That high, 1-1. Tyrone Taylor also hit a solo shot, his 4th. Mets leading Houston 3-2 in the bottom of the sixth. This one hit on the ground a second. Two is left is Baez, and he'll make the play on first. And two quickly retired on ground balls in the eighth. That'll bring up Luis Valdez, 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out to the pitcher. For the Mets leading Houston, AAA Syracuse, bottom of the seventh in Buffalo, taking on the Blue Jays affiliate. They have a 9-2 lead. Austin Allen just hit a grand slam, his 3rd homer of the year. As Valdez takes inside 1-0. Well, the Mets have just added to the lead. Jeff McNeil hit a 3-run homer. And the Mets now lead Houston 6-2. 1-0, and Valdez, another ground ball to second. Staying down on it, Baez. Strong throw to first in time. 3 batters, 3 ground outs. And the side retired. 6 up, 6 down for Hetchka tonight. We head to the ninth inning. Brooklyn is 7-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy 2 refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of 2 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Go to the top of the ninth inning. Brooklyn with the heart of their lineup, due up 4, 5, and 6. LaRusso, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Mateo Gil. Been a much more enjoyable night for Brooklyn. They've got a 7-0 lead going to the ninth as a call to the bullpen for the Ironbirds. First pitch of the inning fouled up the third baseline by LaRusso, 0-1. Our pitching changes brought to you by the Coney Island Sandbar, open now on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. Perfect spot for a pregame snack or a postgame drink. Graham Fyrevit on for the first time in this series. 6'1", 185-pound righty. 24 years old from Virginia Beach, Virginia. The 0-1. And LaRusso golfs it in the air. First base side. Costas to the warning track. But this will get into the walkway between the upper and lower seating bowls. And the count now 0-2. Final line for Cooper Chandler tonight. Two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks. Struck out 4. 27 pitches, 20 strikes. As LaRusso swings and misses. Strike 3. Got him on the 93-mile-an-hour fastball away. And Fyrevit starts his night with a strikeout. One out in the ninth inning. Numbers for Fyrevit, making his 22nd appearance. 0-4. A 6.51 ERA, 3 saves, 27 hits, 27 and 2/3 innings, 23 walks to 29 strikeouts. It's been a real tough month of June for him as that bender misses outside for ball one. Jeffrey, 1-for-3 tonight, a single and a walk. But Fyrevit, an ERA up near 15.5. Here in June, has allowed 13 runs on 11 hits and 7 2/3 innings. As this rolled on the ground a second, Benavidez makes the play to first for the second out. Has really struggled against Brooklyn this year as well. Fyrevit, 8 of the 20 earned runs he has surrendered have been against Brooklyn. But he's been 2 up, 2 down in the ninth inning tonight. Mateo Gil, the batter, RBI infield base hit in his last at-bat. 1-for-4 officially, and he attacks the first pitch. And Tomahawks hit foul, 0-1. Continuing our look at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, we mentioned the Mets have now taken a 6-2 lead on Houston. Syracuse leading Buffalo 9-2. This in the air down the right field line. Costas chasing after it, but this again will get into the seats. No balls and 2 strikes. Ryland Bannon also hit a 3-run homer, his 14th of the year. Jose Buto gone 7 innings, 2 runs tonight for Syracuse. Double A Binghamton playing a doubleheader. At home against Portland, they dropped the opener 2-0. The 0-2 low. A ball and 2 strikes. Nolan McLean suffered the loss, gave up just 1 earned run. 2 total in 5 innings. Game 2 has just gone final. 1-2, and Gill, a sharp ground ball to third. Backhanded by Tejada. Low throw, good scoop by Costas on the forehand. And Gill retired to end the inning. So Fyrevit comes on, retires Brooklyn in order. We head to the bottom of the ninth inning. Josh Hetchka back out to try and pick up the save. Brooklyn 3 outs away from snapping the slide. They've got a 7-0 lead on the Cyclones Radio Network. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Josh Etchka trying to close out a Brooklyn victory. They've got a 7-0 lead tonight. Maxwell Costas, Christian Benavidez, Carter Young, the three scheduled to bat. Aberdeen hasn't had a base runner since the third inning. Since then, Dakota Hawkins and Josh Etchka have combined to retire 16 consecutive hitters. Maxwell Costas 0-2 tonight. And the first pitch taken at the letters for strike one. Costas, a couple of fly balls, one to center, one to right tonight. The righty's 0-1. Way outside, a ball and a strike. We'll continue our look around the Mets affiliates. We mentioned Double A Binghamton, split a doubleheader, lost game one, 2-0. Won game two, 1-0. 1-1. Inside corner, it's 1-2. Ryan Clifford provided the game's only run, an opposite field home run. His ninth at the AA level this year. Trey McLaughlin picked up the save. 1-2, a high pop-up. Third base side, Gill onto the warning track by the seats, leaps, and he makes the catch. I don't know if he needed to leap or might have leapt because he tried to take the ball away from fans who might have tried to make a play on that ball, a la Steve Bartman and Moise Salou. What a catch by Mateo for the first out here in the ninth inning. So make it 17 straight retired by Brooklyn pitchers. And now Chris John Benavidez, the last Iron Bird to reach base, tied up with a fastball at 0-1. Well, Binghamton, a 1-0 win in game two. Single A St. Lucie, top of the ninth, they trail Palm Beach. Cardinals affiliate 8-7 on the road. As Benavidez swings through the slider, 0-2. As Starling Mercado, a home run in the ninth inning to make it a one-run game, his sixth of the year. For St. Lucie, Colin Houck, a three-hit, two RBI night. The 0-2 pitch, high in the count, 1-2. Complex League. How about the Florida Complex League Mets? They threw a no-hitter today. Seven-inning no-no, but a no-no nonetheless as Etchka misses outside 2-2. A 3-0 win. Jake Zitella hit his first pro home run. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him on the off-speed. Another strikeout for Etchka. That's his third. And the Cyclones one out away from a shutout victory. 18 in a row retired by Hawkins and Etchka since the third. And now Carter Young coming to bat for the first time tonight. Came on for Terran Vavra defensively in the top of the eighth as this one pulled foul. Just a hair down the first base line in the count 0-1. Young hit a two-run homer in Aberdeen's four-run eighth last night, was 1-for-4. Hitting at a 165 on the year, 33-for-200, three homers and 24 batted in. The 0-1 to the lefty, swing through a high fastball, and the Cyclones one strike away from victory. Aberdeen came into play tonight, a season-high tying five-game win streak. Brooklyn a three-game slide, the 0-2 from Josh. High in the count, 1-2. Even though this is a seven-run game, since Etchka One out away from a three-out closeout. In line for the save, the 1-2 pitch swung on and missed, struck him out, and you can celebrate a shutout Cyclones victory. Dakota Hawkins and Josh Hetchka combine to retire the final 19 Aberdeen Ironbirds in a row as the Cyclones snap the three-game slide and Aberdeen's five-game winning streak and pick up a shutout to boot. Your final score tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclones 7 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds nothing. What a performance tonight by Josh Hetchka and Dakota Hawkins. They combine on a three-hit shutout tonight. And the Brooklyn Cyclones pitching staff, another shutout, their eighth already this year. We'll take a break when we come back. The happy recap. Recap report is next. Brooklyn a 7-0 win against Aberdeen. Put a bow on this when we return on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein, perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop, with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Back here from Aberdeen, Maryland. Going to set off some fireworks here in a little bit, but Brooklyn already setting off some fireworks of their own as they beat Aberdeen tonight. Pick up their first win of the series in their second of the half. They come up victorious 7-0 this evening. Brooklyn improving to 2-5 in the half. 35-38 overall with the win. Aberdeen five-game winning streak is over. They fall to 5-2 in the half. 39-34 overall. Let's take you through the game that was here tonight. Brooklyn and Aberdeen. It was Dakota Hawkins to start against Peter Van Loon. And Brooklyn and Aberdeen both putting men on base in the first inning, but both sides brought the minimum to the plate thanks to outs on the bases and double plays. But Brooklyn would get on the board in the top half of the third inning. Top of the lineup was due up. Wilfredo Lara led off the inning with a single. Stole second base. But after Jesus Baez strikeout, Chris Suero grounded out to short. That moved Lara over to third. And Nick LaRusso, who an inning prior walked, was stranded at third base with two out, came to the plate with a chance to put Brooklyn on the board first. Dealt with injury during spring training. And now working himself back healthy as the 0-1 hit high in the air to left field. Back goes Valdez to the warning track, skimming along the wall. He leaps and it's gone into the Brooklyn bullpen. Nick LaRusso able to muscle it out of this ballpark just beyond the T-Mobile signage and into the Cyclone left field bullpen. His team leading 11th home run of the year, and Brooklyn takes a 2-0 lead in the third. 96.2 miles an hour off the bat, 336 feet, not the longest shot LaRusso will ever hit, but he gets the But he did indeed get the job done as Brooklyn took a 2-0 lead, and they would just gradually add on from there the rest of the night. In the top of the fifth inning, they added another run thanks to Nick LaRusso. Karell Páez hit by a pitch, stole second. Wilfredo Lara walked, and then they double stole second and third, and after a pop-up and a walk with the bases loaded, Nick LaRusso, a sac fly, made it a 3-0 game. Then in the sixth inning, Brooklyn was at it again with nobody out, or with one out, I should say. Omar De Los Santos walked, stole second, moved to third on a throwing error, and then scored on Christian Pregent's RBI single to left. So Brooklyn had a 4-0 advantage after six innings of play, and then it was in the seventh inning that they really put the game on ice. Luis Sanchez came out of the bullpen, gave up back-to-back singles to Baez and Suero. After a wild pitch sent Baez to third, Chris Suero stole second. The throw to second skidded into center. Baez scored. Suero went to third. Nick LaRusso then walked, stole second. Jeffrey De Los Santos walked to load the bases. Mateo Gil then had an RBI infield single in the hole at short, made it a 6-0 game. And then a bases loaded walk to Omar De Los Santos made it 7-0. And that's how this game wrapped up tonight as the Cyclones win it by that final of 7-0. Winning pitcher Dakota Hawkins, he improves to 3-2, six innings, no runs, three hits, no walks, five strikeouts, the six innings, a career long, five strikeouts, matching his career best. Peter Van Loon takes a loss. He drops to 0-1, gave up two runs on three hits in four innings, walked two, a season high, six strikeouts. The save to Josh Hetchka, his fifth, went the final three innings tonight, nine up, nine down, no runs, no hits, no walks, struck out four. Final line score tonight, Brooklyn seven runs, seven hits, no errors. They left eight. Aberdeen, no runs, three hits, three errors. They left one. Final time of game tonight, 2 hours and 19 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,411 here at Lido's Field. And we will turn down the crowd mic as they're about ready to set off fireworks here from Ripken Stadium in Lido's Field, as you can hear them starting to shoot off in the background. This is the only final in the South Atlantic League tonight. Everything else in progress. Top of the ninth, Roma leading Winston-Salem 13-0. It has just gone final, by the way, in Greenville. The drive, a 2-0 win over Hickory. Top of the ninth in Lakewood. Greensboro, a 12-1 lead on Jersey Shore. Hudson Valley leading Wilmington 6-2, bottom of the eighth inning in Wappingers Falls. And Bowling Green up 15-0 on Asheville, bottom of the fifth inning right now at Bowling Green Ballpark. Looking at the Mets affiliate scoreboard tonight, Mets hosting the Astros, bottom of the seventh in Queens. Mets a 6-2 lead. Pete Alonso and Jeff McNeil going deep in the sixth to give the Mets a four-run advantage. Triple-A Syracuse, top of the ninth. They lead Buffalo Blue Jays affiliate 9-4. Austin Allen a grand slam in that ballgame. Wilkin Ramos, the former Cyclone, is on in relief. Double-A Binghamton split a doubleheader from Portland Red Sox affiliate. Lost the opener 2-0 and won the nightcap 1-0 on a Ryan Clifford home run. Bottom of the ninth right now in Palm Beach. How about St. Lucie down by two going into the ninth inning? They score four in the top of the ninth to take the lead. And a Starling Mercado home run, a wild pitch tied it. And then a Kevin Villavicencio two-run double gave St. Lucie the lead. So they've got a 10-8 lead there. A three-hit, two RBI night for Colin Houck, the Mets' first-round pick from last year. Looking at the Complex Leagues today, congrats to the Florida Complex League Mets. They no-hit the Nationals today on the road, 3-0. It was Wellington Aracena, along with Joseph Yabor and Brayhans Barreto, combining on the no-hitter. There were four walks in the game. They struck out 12. It was a 7 in the game. Jake Sotella hit his first pro home run, so congrats to that trio. Another no-hitter in the Mets organization here in the month of June. Dominican Summer League, Mets blue beating the Giants orange in 7, 6-5 at home, and the Mets orange beating the Rockies team on the road in 9, 6-5. Looking at the Major League Baseball scoreboard before we sign off on this Friday night, Phillies shut out the Marlins 2-0. Rays over the Nationals 3-1. Orioles a 2-1 winner, rather leading the Rangers 2-1 in the top of the ninth. Yankees 8, Blue Jays 5, top of the eighth in Toronto. Going to the bottom of the eighth in Boston, Padres leading the Red Sox 9-2. White Sox and Rockies been impacted by weather. They're in the bottom of the first inning, scoreless game. Drew Thorpe, the former Renegade, against Dakota Hudson. Top of the eighth in Atlanta, Braves leading the Pirates 6-0. It's the Royals 6, Guardians 1. Top of the fifth in Kansas City. Brewers doubling up the Cubs 4-2. Top of the sixth in Milwaukee. Top of the fifth in St. Louis. Cardinals a 1-0 lead on the Reds. Everything else about to get underway momentarily. 9:38 start. Angels hosting the Tigers. Zach Plesac against Kenta Maeda. A's in Arizona at 9:40. J.P. Sears against Slade Ciccone. Mariners hosting the Twins at 9:40 as well. Logan Gilbert against Bailey Ober, and the Dodgers and Giants from San Francisco at 10:15. Landon Knack for the Dodgers. Logan Webb for the Giants. Brooklyn will try and force a rubber match in this series tomorrow night. First pitch 7:05 on the Saturday contest. It'll be the right-hander Douglas Orellana to make his second start off the IL. 0-1, a 1.47 ERA. He'll go against the righty Zach Fruit. 2-3, a 3.88 ERA. Again, our coverage starting 15 minutes as always prior to first pitch at 6:50 Eastern Time, leading up to the 7:05 scheduled first pitch right here from Leidos Field and Ripken Stadium. That'll do it for us here on this Friday night as Dakota Hawkins and Josh Etchke retire the final 19 batters in a row, combined on Brooklyn's eighth shutout win of the season. For our entire ownership group, the Brooklyn Baseball Company, including our vice president, Stephen Cohen, general manager, Kevin Mahoney, assistant general manager, Billy Harner, my partner in crime, Johnny Gadamowitz, and our entire cast of characters back at Maimonides Park on Coney Island. I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Harford County, Maryland. Again, your final tally tonight, the Brooklyn Cyclone 7 and the Aberdeen Ironbirds 0. We hope to have you with us again for game 5 of the 6-game series tomorrow night. But until then, enjoy the rest of your Friday night, everybody. So long from Maryland.
Thank you for tuning in to this live broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. This broadcast of Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball is a production of the Cyclones Radio Network in conjunction with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Brooklyn Cyclones or Minor League Baseball. This is the Cyclones Radio Network.